Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another week. Thanks, as always, for listening. I'm really looking forward to having you hear this episode today because as I was editing it and playing it back, it was really educational and really inspirational for me to hear this girl's story. Today on the show, I have a fellow Globetrotter. She is a location-independent digital marketer and entrepreneur who has built a freedom lifestyle that allows her to do what she loves, which is travel and marketing. So to give you a little bit of background about her, her name is Sol Spear, and Sol actually means sun, which is really cool. She's from Costa Rica, but she calls the world her home because she doesn't live anywhere. All of her belongings fit into her backpack and duffel, and the only things she's tied to are her laptop, phone, and Wi-Fi. So after graduating from college, she decided to do a six-month sabbatical before returning home and joining the corporate world. But fortunately, she said she never took that flight home. She ended up falling in love with the world and decided to build a location-independent career that allowed her to travel the world and work from anywhere. So now you can find her in a different country each month, managing her digital marketing agency at a cute cafe with lattes and sometimes a cat on her lap. And she also has a website, which is www.soulspear.com, where you can find a bunch of travel tips and location independent tips. You can also find her on Instagram and email her at soul@soulspear.com if you have any questions. And I'll be sure to link all of that in the notes for you guys so you can connect with her. Like I said, she has an amazing story. I'm really looking forward to having you listen. And with that being said, here we go.
Lynn, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and just so excited to get to chat with you finally.
Yes, I know. It took us a little bit of back and forth to get here, but we made it. So that's
what we made it. Yeah.
Figuring out different time zones and everything is always fun.
Always a struggle.
Yes. Cool. Well, if you just want to dive into your background and tell everyone more about what you do, who you are, and where you came from to get you to where you are now.
Of course. So I grew up in Costa Rica, actually. I lived there until I was 18. I moved around a few different places in Costa Rica. And then when I was 18, I moved to the U.S., to Tampa, Florida, to study marketing. And I've always loved marketing. I love kind of the creative and psychological aspect behind it. And I've always known that I want to be an entrepreneur and I want to have that freedom because both of my parents are entrepreneurs. I've never seen anyone really have like a boss. It's always been them working on their business. And that's always been very inspiring to watch. So it's always been a goal of mine. But I always really love to travel too. Like I would spend all of my free time on Skyscanner looking for cheap flights and trying to convince my friends like, oh, let's go on a trip. And so then when I graduated, I did graduate a year early because I kind of felt like college was holding me back. So I was just trying to take as many classes as possible to finish quickly. And then because I was ahead of schedule, I said, all right, this is the time that I can take for myself and just go travel a little bit before I start my career. Because I hadn't even turned 21 when I graduated and I was young. So I was like, okay, this is the time to do it. So I decided that I was going to take a few months off just to travel and then maybe go to Australia for some time as well. So I started saving up that the summer before I left as much as I could. I was working like four jobs, even doing Uber on the side in any moment of free time. And then I set off to travel and like 2 months into it, I realized, wow, this is just so amazing. I've just barely touched the surface of everything that there is to see in the world. And then I also realized that I wasn't spending that much money traveling either. I was actually spending less traveling than I was at home. So I was like, I think maybe I'm onto something. Maybe I can make this work. Maybe I can make it sustainable. So originally my first goal was to figure out how to make a location independent income. So I started freelancing on Upwork and just applying to anything that I could find. And that was step one for me. And then I also wanted to build my skills with digital marketing. So what I did was trades with businesses who needed help. So maybe someone needed a website, so I'd go do a website for them and stay with them, and they would give me room and board, et cetera. So that's kind of how I got off the ground and kind of started building my portfolio from there and getting more clients until the point now, 2 years later, I'm completely location independent, making it's like a sustainable lifestyle for me now. I'm able to travel, I'm able to work on my business, and I'm super happy with where I'm at. And I'm just able to see a different place each month, which I love. And it just fills me with excitement and inspiration to start every single day.
Wow, that's so amazing. That's so inspiring too, because I mean, we're similar ages, but I always love hearing about people who are like right out of college, you know, in their low 20s who are going for it, because I think that's just so inspiring. And especially being an entrepreneur and building a business from the ground, it's not easy to do right out of college. So that's really cool that you really committed and made it happen for yourself. So I love that.
Yeah, I think a lot of us think that we need to have that experience in a real job or in another business before we start our own. And that's what was holding me back. But after starting to travel and spending all that time by myself reflecting, I was like, I can learn all of this stuff. I don't have to have this job for 10 years to learn how to start a business.
Yeah, totally. So what was it like for you then starting out in the beginning? Like, where did you go to learn those skills? And like, how did you start? I guess, how did you choose like what services you wanted to do to begin with? Was it just kind of like you're passionate about marketing, so you kind of went that route, or what was that like?
Exactly. So at first I was just taking any job. I was doing translating, anything I could get, but what I've always loved is marketing. And then I also kind of found a passion for web design when I started building my first blog before I started traveling, actually, because I wanted to blog while I was traveling. And I really enjoyed that creative process. So that's where I said, okay, I want to do website. And then I found that the next thing people needed after their website was a digital presence. Mm. So they needed social media, they needed advertising, they needed a way to send traffic to that website, because as most of us know, you start a website and you might think that people are just going to land there, but that doesn't happen. Mm. So I found that those were complementary things.
Okay, so then how did you start with the client acquisition then? You said you started doing, you traded your services for room and board, which I haven't heard that before, like from anyone that I've interviewed, but I think that's really cool. Did you kind of cold pitch yourself, like just email yourself, like email companies, or how did you land those in the beginning?
Yeah, I actually found a platform called Workaway. The website is workaway.info. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, and you can connect with other people or families that need help with anything. So I went on there and I searched the keyword website and found all of the people in Europe that needed websites. And then I just sent them emails and told them this is what I can do and let me know if this would work for you. And then I was able to connect first with this really sweet Italian family that I stayed with, and they just spoiled me, and I tried all the Italian food, and I also spent some time in Germany, also in another town in Italy. So it was a really cool experience and just such a great way to start building my skills and my portfolio while keeping my expenses low and still being able to travel.
Yeah. So is that when you were doing the Workaway, you had already saved up beforehand? That's when you said you were working like four jobs to save up?
Exactly. That? Yeah. I had saved like $3,000 so that I could travel. And then I somehow stretched them out over like 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Amazing.
I'm impressed. Yeah. That's cool. So then how long did it take you to kind of build up, I guess, quote unquote, like a full-time sustainable income from like the time you started your business? What was that process kind of like of building up like a solid clientele where you felt like you were confident that you could bring in enough income for yourself every month?
Yeah, that took me about 8 months.
Okay.
8 months to make enough to like cover all of my bills. And then ever since that, it's kind of just been going up. And like the first year I doubled my income, and then just a few months ago, I also doubled it again. So it keeps going up. And as I've built relationships with current clients and gotten more referrals.
That's amazing. Going back one more time to actually getting your first paying clients, how did you land those in the beginning?
The first ones I found through Upwork.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I joined Upwork back when it wasn't saturated and it wasn't that difficult to join the platform. I keep recommending this to people and they come back to me and they're like, oh, they say there's no space. So unfortunately,
so many people are on it now.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, but I got in there early. Now I don't use Upwork anymore, but that was a great place to start. And there are other platforms like Freelancer. I think there's also more specific platforms based on what you're doing. Like if you're doing translating, there's probably platforms for translating as well.
Yeah. If you were starting out right now, like from scratch, where do you think you would go first?
So I would go first. Well, it depends. If I wanted to travel, I'd probably do the Workaway thing again. I would take courses to know, to learn what I need to learn. And then I'd go do Workaway. If not, if I had a full-time job and I was in one place, which I think is the situation that most people are in, what I would do is take a free client, just offer someone these services for free, make them a website or do social media or whatever it is that you want to do. And then once you have that proof to show, then go to other clients and talk to them about it. I think the best way to get clients is to talk to them in person. And that can be a little bit more scary than just sending an email, but it's going to have like such higher chances of success than sending out emails. Like I've tried the email marketing thing and advertising thing to get clients and that just doesn't work. There's nothing like talking to someone in person.
That's so good. That's true. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of times companies get so many emails that, I don't know, they just, whatever, I don't care.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you show up there and you talk to someone in person, I bet if you do that, a few different people, maybe it'll take like 10 or 20 or 30, but you'll find clients.
Yeah. No, that's so good. So about the skills aspect, you mentioned earlier that you said like a lot of people feel like they don't have the right skills or people feel like they're maybe underqualified. If someone does feel like that and they feel like they need to get a job before they can do it or have more experience, I guess what would you tell them, like knowing what you know? Like, do you think anyone can kind of do something similar to what you've done even if they don't have a college degree in marketing?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I want to say is that we all think that we're underqualified because we don't realize the skills that we have, because to us, it's like, okay, this is our knowledge. We don't really realize that we might be a few levels above someone else. We don't realize that something that's super obvious to us is something that other people might not understand. So especially in the sense of like social media and things like that, you might think that you don't have the skills, but actually you might know a lot. Yeah. Next, if you do feel like you need to learn more, there are so many places to learn. Like if you don't have the budget to pay for a course, you can find all of the information you need if you just dig around the internet a little bit. There's so many free resources out there, but there's also courses. You can buy a course for like $10 and learn anything you need.
Yeah, no, totally. That's what I learned too, is like Google is the magic. I don't know where I'm going with that. Google is like the number one thing that you need. I mean, the only thing.
I feel like you could get all of the information that you would get in an MBA in Google.
It's so true. Literally.
And then don't let the lack of a degree hold you back. I studied marketing, but everything that I learned was just super theoretical and also kind of outdated. So everything that I do on a daily basis, I learned either just digging through the internet or through courses.
Yeah, same. I mean, my degree was similar because I graduated with a degree in PR, which is really similar to marketing. And
yeah,
I did have a good social media class, but it's like, I feel like everything that I've learned about marketing and social media, all the actual tangible things that work, I've learned through like self-education after graduating.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I totally agree. Okay, so I'm kind of curious to hear about what it's like for you being on the road and traveling, because I feel like a lot of people are interested to know what it's actually like to have the whole digital nomad lifestyle. Like, it seems very glamorous and everything. So can you kind of give us a day in the life first, and then maybe, I don't know, do you want to do like a day?
Yeah, I can do like a day in life and then also talk about the ups and the downs, because
to get rid of that ambiguity of what it's actually like. Yeah, just give us like a play-by-play. Yeah.
Okay, so every day really is different. It depends on where you're staying, what country you're in. But for me, normally I'll wake up either at an Airbnb or a place that I'm renting, and then depending on the time zone, I'll kind of like work my schedule around my clients, and then I'll try to spend a little bit of time exploring where I'm at. But truthfully, when you're working and traveling, it's not just traveling all the time. You're not just going out and exploring places all the time. You have to have the discipline. you have to go to a cafe or work from home or just kind of find a place where you feel that you can focus and get all of the to-do lists out of the way, any client work or anything that you have to do, and then go and enjoy the place that you're at. But sometimes for me, that means like literally working like 12 or more hours a day and then taking one day off to go explore a place. So it's really not as glam. Like, people don't post pictures of themselves working and like in not looking so glamorous on Instagram. You know, you see the highlights. So the highlights is, yeah, you get to see all these amazing places. You get to interact with different cultures every single day. That's what I love. Even if I'm not doing something exciting and I'm working most of the day, I still get to go to a cafe or like interact with different cultures while I'm just walking down the street, which is amazing. But yeah, there's a lot of work involved. For me, I get sick pretty often because my body's always adapting to different locations. So that part is kind of difficult. It can also be a little bit difficult to find like the food that you want to eat in every place. In Thailand, I kind of had a tough time, and just certain places also. But it's super exciting. Everything's different. There's so much coming at you. There's so much to experience, but it can also be a little bit overwhelming to settle in and just to find that focus as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. You do have to have a lot of self-discipline because it can be so easy to mismanage your time when you're on your own schedule.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So you mentioned how you kind of cater your working hours to your clients in different time zones. Do you have clients from all over? Or like, what's that like balancing it with different clients?
So they're mostly in the US. So there's really just one time zone that I need to keep track of, which I think is kind of makes things more manageable. But it also limits me a little bit. Like when I was in Bali, the time zones are the complete opposite. So I was working from like 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. sometimes because I do have to take a lot of calls sometimes. I also do sales calls for clients. So that was exhausting.
Yeah. That's so
I love to wake up early, and that's just impossible when you're working until 4 a.m, of course.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But for me, the ideal time zone is Europe because you're 6 hours ahead. You can start the day. If you're behind on things, you can catch up, or you can spend the whole morning just doing whatever you want, knowing that no one's going to call you or send you an email until like noon or after.
Yes. I really want to go to Cape Town because Cape Town is, I think it's the same, like 6 hours.
Yeah. I'm like, I've been hearing amazing things.
Me too. I don't know if that's on my list for 2019, but either 2019 or 2020 for sure.
I've been thinking the same exact thing. Yeah. People say it's amazing.
Yes. Agreed. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And then, so you mentioned you spend like a month-ish in each place. Do you kind of, I guess just thinking about like how you actually get settled in and find a day-to-day schedule and everything, do you kind of plan your schedule ahead of time, or like, how do you balance that being on the go?
It's taken a while to figure that out because I used to set out like a schedule that I want to follow every single day. And then I realized that's not possible when you're moving. So what I'll usually do is I'll set up a schedule on a Sunday and I'll map out what I want each day to look like. So I'll say, okay, this is the time that I'm going to work on this client. This is time for other things. This is time for like my personal blog, things like that. So I'll map that out a week ahead of time and I'll try to stick to that. It's also important because there's always going to be, you meet people and you get invitations and things sound fun and things like that. So I think it's important to have that schedule ahead of time. If not, it's easy to say like, oh yeah, let's do that. I'll do the work later. So
yeah,
I do try to plan ahead of time, but kind of in the short term.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm just curious, do you enjoy the kind of on-the-go lifestyle? I mean, obviously you've chosen the digital nomad lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Do you think that even though it's crazy and you said you get sick a lot and all the things that go along with it, do you prefer this over like quote unquote a traditional lifestyle, or how do you feel about where you are?
Absolutely. I do love it. The first thing that I've noticed is that when I'm traveling a lot, my days seem to last so long. I get so much out of each day. And then I look back at the week that just passed and I'm like, wow, I did so much. And when I was in school or when I lived in one place, I felt like the weeks were just passing by, months were passing by, and time was just going by so quickly. And then when you compare that to this lifestyle where you feel like you get so much out of every single day, I'm like, I think this is the right way to live. Like, you want to make the most out of your time and get the most out of it. So I do love that. And I also love the feeling of being on the go, like that's, I get all like teary-eyed and like inspired whenever I get on a plane or a bus or something. Like, it's just, I get so excited about going to a new place. There are downsides, of course. It's overwhelming. Also with relationships, like, you have to say a lot of goodbyes. It's difficult to form stronger ties. I am happy I have that location independence and ability to move around.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like, I feel most inspired when I'm on the go, and like, you feel more creative because you're constantly switching up your environment and your energies. And like, so I feel I've been in one place for a while, which isn't a bad thing, but I do notice, like, I feel a lot more stagnant. Whereas like when I'm on the go and traveling, you just feel more, I mean, it could be like our personality types, but I just feel like, feel way more energetic, a lot more creative, like I said, and yeah, way more inspired when you're constantly seeing new places and meeting new people. Definitely, I've noticed makes a huge difference for sure.
Yeah, I think it's the exposure to different cultures and different ways of living that just show us that there's, it, I don't know, it just fills you with inspiration, right?
It really does. Yeah. Do you see yourself continuing this lifestyle for a while?
Well, I kind of want to switch up the way that I'm doing it right now. I really want to have a home base. I would love to have just a place to put my things and a place that I can come home to that just feels like home. Now I'm going to Costa Rica and it's going to be home visiting my family, but I kind of want my own place. Just the difficult thing is finding the place that I actually want to call my home base. Like, I can legally live in Costa Rica and the US, but those two aren't, they're not really calling my name right now. I'd love to be able to spend more time in Europe, but you know, you have that 90-day limit there. So I think once I figure out where I would like to spend a lot more time, I'll try to make a home base in that place.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. I felt the same way. I really like the idea of having a home base, but being able to leave whenever I want, but have somewhere to come back to. Like, those are the things you take for granted until you don't have it. And you're like, wow, I really want my own room. And like, I want my own shower and just stuff like that. So simple.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I get the most excited about being able to unpack. Like, when I'm in a place for more than 3 nights, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can unpack. I can put my toiletries in the bathroom. I can hang my clothes up. Like,
yeah, really, it's so crazy. Little thing. Yeah. So true. Yep. So obviously the show is called Chasing the Freedom. And one of the questions that I really love asking people is what freedom means to them, because everyone just has different answers and it's really cool to hear. So what exactly does freedom mean to you right now? And then also, has living this lifestyle changed the way that you view freedom?
Yes, definitely. Freedom to me right now means the ability to do whatever you want with your time, to be able to dedicate time to the things that you enjoy and the things that fill you with joy. That has changed for me, because before, freedom meant just being able to be anywhere. And then when I started working and getting clients, I realized, okay, there's also a time aspect to this. So an important part of freedom is also being able to spend your time doing what you enjoy most, not just being wherever you want to be.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. If there was one thing that you wish other people our age in their low to mid 20s would just understand or just get, what would it be?
That would be to just start. You can start doing anything you want right now, today, even if you're making little steps towards that goal. Just start. If you wait until something is perfect or it's the perfect time, like, you're never going to start. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to know everything ahead of time. You don't need to map everything out. You literally just need to start. And I'm telling you, even if you don't have everything figured out, if you're doing the right thing and you're chasing what makes you happy, things are just going to work out. Like, doors are just going to open up. You can call it whatever you want, fate, or I don't know what you believe in, but things just work out when you're doing the right thing. And I think that chasing what makes you happy is the right thing, because we don't need more things. We don't need more jobs. What we need is more people who are inspired and putting out just good energy out into the world.
Oh, I love that. That's so good. Is that kind of something that you realized when you moved overseas, like a realization that you had? Kind of what you just said, like, we need more people who are inspired and we need more people who are chasing their passions. I mean, did you always kind of feel that way, or is that something that you really, I guess, learned once you started traveling?
That's something I learned while I started traveling, interacting with so many different people, because I started to see how there are people who are successful, yet they're miserable, or they're just not happy, and they're not putting out like good energy. But then there's people who are just so happy with what they're doing. And even if that's something simple, they put that out there. Like, okay, yesterday I was going through security at the airport and everyone's grumpy. It's like 6 a.m. No one really wants to be in security. And there's this guy and he's just being so chatty and funny. And he's talking to this girl in Korean or Chinese or something. And then he's like laughing. He was like, oh, I surprised her. She would have never thought I spoke that language, right? And then he's just like cracking jokes at everyone. He says to this girl, like, why that face? Like, smile. And she's like, it's early. And he says, there's always a reason to smile. Mm-hmm. And if there's someone who's working security, spending all day at the airport, dealing with grumpy people, and they can be this happy and inspired, like, and they spread that happiness. So I think that when you have inspired people, you have people who are happy and enjoying their day to day, you're able to kind of infect other people with that joy. Yeah. So it's not about what you do. It's about doing what makes you happy.
Mm, I love that. Has your view of success changed then with this lifestyle too?
Yes, it has also changed because I've also been around a lot of people who are quote unquote successful in the financial way, but then they're working all the time and not really enjoying what they're doing every single day. Mm-hmm. And saying, oh, I'm happy, I have a nice apartment, I have a nice car, but not really enjoying what I'm doing. So yeah. I think right now that success is being able to do what you enjoy. And that doesn't mean making a lot of money. That doesn't mean having fancy things. It just means enjoying every single day.
That's so important. So if there's someone listening to this and listening to what you're saying and is really interested more about, I guess, what you do or the kind of lifestyle that you've created, we might have touched on this earlier, but maybe just once again, what advice would you give them for where to start to kind of achieve similar things that you've achieved?
So if someone, I think the first thing to look into and try to understand is yourself and what you enjoy. So take some time to just leave your phone off, go for a walk, spend time just with yourself and your thoughts. And just reflect, maybe bring a notebook. And I'm telling you, the answers will just come. They just do. So just spend time by yourself, figure out what it is that you want to do, what you enjoy doing, and then kind of make a little timeline of, or a little map of how to get to where you want to be. And if you don't have the skills, just go out and learn them. I'm telling you, you can find anything you need online. If you need advice, reach out to me. I love talking to people who are chasing their dreams. Like, nothing inspires me more.
Yeah.
And then just start. Just don't wait until everything is perfect. Don't let yourself be held back by like lack of knowledge or anything. Just start and just work towards it.
Yeah. And so if someone does want to connect with you, what would be the best way to do that?
Yes, and the most active on Instagram, so you can always reach me on Instagram. On my blog, also soulspear.com is where I share all of my resources. So I write like guides to location independence and how to start a website, how to start an online store. So you can find all of that on my site. It's all free. It's all free info. Yeah, so go on my blog if you want info and advice. And then if you want to talk to me, just reach out to me on Instagram. And my Instagram is soulspear.
Yes, and definitely look at her Instagram and give her a follow, you guys, because her Instagram is great and she posts a lot of inspirational content, and yeah, I love following her. So awesome. Well, thank you, Soul. This has been so fun, and again, your story is just amazing. Love talking to you, love hearing about what you've done, where you've been, and I'm excited to see where you go next too.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so glad we got to connect, and I feel like someday soon we're going to be co-working from somewhere in the world together, and that'll be so exciting and fun.
Yep, let's put it out there. Costa Rica or somewhere in Central and South America. Yep,
we'll make it happen.
Cool. All right, well, I'm sure we'll talk soon. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.